Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
You're listening to the Triple M Grill Team, 6 to 9 a.m. on 104.9 Triple M.
Oh, that's miraculous!
For Co Tire.
Oh, you've got to love your rugby league.
The Triple M Grill Team, NRL Recovery Session.
It's right here every Monday after 7 o'clock. Let's go with 7 o'clock, shall we? The Wild Panthers here for the NRL recovery session.
Yeah, round 22 shrouded in speculation about the coaches at a variety of different clubs, MG, but there was also some great games, only 3 weeks till the finals. Just quickly, starting on Friday night, the Warriors had a big win over the Knights, which keeps them in the top eight, but the one we were all waiting for to start the weekend, the top of the table clash, the Roosters getting a 4-point win over South Sydney. Strong Roosters defence coupled it with a bad night for some of those Rabbitohs, including Sam Burgess. They are top of the table now, the Roosters, and they are title favourites.
Yeah, they didn't disappoint. That this game didn't disappoint for her. It was billed as one of the best of the year, and it certainly lived up to it. Even though there was some handling errors from the Rabbitohs, I thought the Roosters' defence was epic. In particular, Boyd Cordner. Their depth is starting to look really good for the Roosters, and just to think that, you know, a month or two into the competition, we're going, oh man, their attack's not real good. It's too structured, you know. All of a sudden, that structure with Cooper Cronk at the helm is starting to look really, really good.
Latrell Mitchell, for me, MG, came out of the State of Origin with so much confidence, and there was also a drama around the goal kicking this year with Mitch Gordon going up to the Titans, but
Michael Gordon, too.
Michael Gordon.
His brother, he's got a good brother called Mitch, has he?
He's an excellent kicker. For me, the Roosters' defence is the thing that's sort of really, really exciting, and they are looking good, aren't they?
Well, that's the thing, Gussie, that defence is an attitude thing, and it's usually inspired by your coach. And that's why I said on this show last Thursday about Penrith's getting rid of Griffin. I thought, watching their defence, even on the weekend again, their defence is an attitude. And at the moment, the really good teams defend their asses off because it's built, or the whole game should be built on defence. Attack comes. Everyone can run the ball and everyone can pass the ball, but trying to keep a team out from scoring a try from your line is the hardest thing in rugby league to do, and the Roosters at the moment are doing it the best.
So both Souths and the Roosters on 32 points going into the last three games of the regular season. You think it's fair that the Roosters are outright premiership favourites, MG?
Yeah, I do, Freo. I think that that was cemented on Friday night against the Rabbitohs, and Melbourne's hiccup yesterday against the Sharkies even reinforces that. I think, really, it's the, you know, them top three teams at the moment, Storm, Souths and Roosters, are looking like it's going the grand final winner. Unless, you know, Penrith or you know, the Sharks or Warriors do something epic. I don't think the Dragons are limping all their way to the end of the competition. But you got to think that it's a Roosters or you know, Rabbitohs comp at this minute.
Let's move to Saturday afternoon, and what an incredible thriller it was up on the Gold Coast. The Titans up 16-6 with 6 minutes left. Then you guys scored two tries, and unfortunately Nathan Cleary doesn't convert at the 80th minute. They go into Golden Point, and he kicks that field goal, and they win 17-16.
Talk about cardiac kids. So they've that's the third week in a row for Manly, Canberra, and now the Titans. You know, in a week which kind of you expected Penrith to come out of the blocks a little bit slow. Everyone said they're going to come out breathing fire, but emotionally you're down when you're hearing so much speculation about your club. And look, to garnish a win out of that and be in the top four, you know, that's a promising thing. It's, you know, sometimes you've got to win ugly to win games. And even though it took to the last minute for Penrith to win, they would have bounced in the training today and looking at the Knights this Saturday and thought, okay, well, we're fourth spot now after all the drama that's been going on. So maybe we can be a dark horse in this competition, which I think they will be.
So the big drama over the weekend and the last 7 days, MG, has been around Penrith and the coaching and the sacking of Anthony Griffin. Obviously, Cameron Ciraldo in charge this weekend and for the next few weeks. But who would you want in charge of the Panthers come 2019? Because, my goodness, the weekend has all been about the speculation as to who could fill that spot.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Look, Cameron Ciraldo is a really good coach. And I think that he will be a career coach as well. But for the short term, I think Penrith have got this window at the moment where the next 12 to 18 months is very imperative to win a comp. And I think they will if they get a bloke like Wayne Bennett for 18 months or 2 years to coach like he did at the Dragons. I think it'd be the same type of thing. They were poised, the Dragons, after having, you know, a few years of kind of almost getting there. All they needed was that coach, like we did with Ron Willey. Ron Willey came to the club in Penrith in the late 80s and brought a couple of players with him. Then Phil Gould came in 1990, and basically he's the reason we won the comp. 91, we won the comp. So, Wayne Bennett's
not going to cop Gus Gould putting his fingers and his nose into everything there. He's going to want to run the show.
They both have to cop each other, Gussie. They both have to cop each other. It's simple as that. If Bennett wants a job and Gus wants someone who can lead Penrith to win a comp, well, I think Wayne Bennett's that bloke.
Who goes to the Broncos then?
There's been that rumour about Anthony Seibold, but...
Surely he's happy at South. He's doing an amazing job there. I mean...
Yeah, I think maybe Madge McGuire. I keep hearing his name maybe linked to the Broncos. You know, so the merry-go-round continues. It's kind of, you know, Trent Barrett wants out at Manly.
Well, Trent Barrett wants... Yeah, apparently they're saying in the paper today that he might have handed in his resignation because he's got no support.
Let's move on to the Manly game because they got their first win in 7 games at Lotto Land. The first...
Used to be a fortress for
isn't
that ground.
Ridiculous? 8-6 over the Dogs. Tom Trbojevic, the hero there. The Dogs now a real risk of getting the wooden spoon. But the story has been about Manly and Trent Barrett. Apparently, he's not satisfied with the resources he's being afforded at the Sea Eagles. He doesn't have a general manager of football. He doesn't have a recruitment officer. As such, his job and his workload is well beyond what it should be. He has asked his manager to talk in firm terms to Manly about getting those resources in place. Otherwise, he may have, you know, he may look at leaving the club, MJ. Would you take him?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think we need someone a bit more senior to get these young guys. You know, like, look, as I said, Cameron Serrato is only 33. I know he's going to be a career coach. You know, look, it could be this year. What if Penrith win the comp this year, you can't say to Serrato, you know, that's all. That's you know, he's the man if we go deep into September. But I just think that, you know, look, Wayne Bennett sitting there doing nothing, I think, well, if him and Gus can get over there.
In fact, they both want to be the boss.
Well, Gus would have to say, look, you are the man when it comes to footy. I'll look after all the other stuff, which he does so well. But as for Manly, that just adds to their dramas, doesn't it? When the coach wants out, you know, you've got a good team on paper. Like, you've got the Turbo brothers, you've got Walker, you've got a front row.
Cherry Evans goes all right.
That's snapping, the big boys up front. Cherry Evans, Thompson. On paper, they're a really good team. So maybe we should be looking more about why Manly are so low on the competition table. If their resources are bad, well, I don't think they'd be the worst in the competition.
Yeah, well, they're still operating out of demountables at the moment, so that's...
Maybe they are.
Reason to have concern. We will do part two after 8 o'clock this morning, Pagey. We'll talk about the Eels, the West Tigers keeping their faint finals hopes alive.
So also, good so good that the eight's not just done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
good
yeah.
on that.
The Sharks getting that win over the Storm, too.
Tigers losing a couple of weeks ago to the Bulldogs. Imagine
They'd
if they had...
regretting that.
Oh, God.
Just in case anyone asks, you're listening to the Triple M Grill Team, 6 to 9 a.m. on 104.9 Triple M.
Every Monday we do it here on the Grill Team. It's time for part two of the NRL recovery session.
Well, welcome back, Jarrod Hayne. Eels record a big 40-4 win over the Dragons. Hayne with 3 tries and that hot cross bun taping that he received.
That was a nasty gash, wasn't it?
Blood spurting out of his head. Now, second, actually, on the Eels' all-time try-scoring list for Jarrod Hayne, which is an amazing stat. We know that Parramatta can't play finals, but the Dragons and how much they have slid over the last 7 weeks. It doesn't help, MG, that Gareth Widdop is now out with a shoulder injury. We'll find out in the next couple of days how serious that is. Players out of form, but what has happened to them?
Yeah, Paul Vaughan's injury as well. They're enforcer up front. Look, everyone keeps saying, don't mention the Origin hangover, but it's evident. When you've got DeBellin and Frizzell and Vaughan and Ben Hunt all involved in a campaign. And I think I've missed one of the Dragons forwards, Tarek Sims as well. Mm. It's grueling. You know, you saw the Penrith halves, how they've taken
a long time
to come over. It's kind of like refueling your body. It's so intense, the Origin period. But at the moment, the Dragons seem to have lost their luster. They just don't seem to have that pack mentality they had before they went on this slide. And I don't know how to arrest it, to be honest. That's why, you know, Mary McGregor gets the big bucks. He'll have to come up with something and come up with it soon. That's for Parramatta. Look, I was glad for Jarrod Hayne. He's much maligned. you know, and everyone says, oh, he's playing hard now because he's looking for a contract. Well, yeah, he is. And I think it's taken a while for him to get back to match fitness of rugby league as well. He's had the last 12 to 18 months kind of just cruising along. And then I think he's realised, you know what? I really want to be a rugby league player. And
MG, surely though, Parramatta fans are sitting there going, come on. Like when it counted.
Yeah, you got to sign him. You got to sign him. Who's better than him out there?
I'm not saying who's better than him, but surely you want someone who's going to put in, week out at the start of the season, not when it's already all over and done and dusted. He's going to want what, between sort of $600,000 and $800,000 a year?
No, you give him five. I wouldn't give him more.
Do you
than
reckon
five.
He'll sign for five though?
Well, what's his other options, Gussie?
I saw him the other night and I went, he is such a good player. Surely. You know, it's so frustrating for Para fans to watch him play like this when it doesn't matter, and he went missing when they really wanted him at the start of the year.
Yeah, it's all about match fitness, but he hasn't been this fit. I don't think since he's came back from his little gridiron venture, and it's again like we're talking about these Origin hangovers. Well, he's had a 2 year hangover from being in another sport, and I think it's kind of, you know, he's not getting any younger. Them gaps start to close as you get older when you're outside back, and I think he's reinvented his game. I like him on the wing. I like him playing wing and having that roving reporter.
Mate,
can I get a statement, mate, on the run?
Let's move to yesterday, and the West Tigers kept their slim finals hopes alive with a 22-20 win over Canberra. It looks like it will be between the Broncos, the Warriors and the Tigers to fill that last spot in the eight. MG, the Tigers' last three games of the regular season, they have the Dragons, Manly and then the Bunnies.
Ooh, could come down to the Bunnies game. But, yeah, I was glad to see them overcome Canberra yesterday, even though they got a bit of a scare late in the game. And because then the eight would have been already sorted with 3 weeks to go, and that'd be boring. So the fact that they're still in the hunt, only 2 points out of the eight, you're right, Tigers, Broncos, Warriors, that last spot will come down to them. I think the Warriors are sweet. I think it's going to be out of the Broncos and Tigers. And, wow.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, you said the Tigers are going to take out someone. So you're on the money. Are you still thinking that?
I'm thinking I think it could be the Broncos, Gus.
No one would shed a tear there.
Last night, the Sharks recording their second win over the Storm for the year, 17-14. People have been talking Cronulla up over the last couple of weeks as we go into the finals. They're piecing everything together in the latter half of the season. Shane Flanagan very happy with the efforts of Jaden Brayley and Josh Dugan and Val Holmes, but Melbourne were definitely off their game. We also send our best wishes to to Ryan Hoffman. Sorry, who looks like that hamstring injury might be all over for him. What do you think about Melbourne in the last couple of weeks, MG? Was it just a bad night for them?
Oh, look, it's one of them things in rugby league that styles make fights for you. That something about the Sharks being a bogey team for the Storm. They had every opportunity with, like, Vunivalu, the little kick from Slater when he put it in for Vunivalu yesterday. The bounce of the ball just didn't go Melbourne's way. Look, I think Storm are still thereabouts. I don't think that – it's a bit of a hiccup losing two in a row. They don't often do that. But the Sharkies just seem to have it over the Storm of late. They haven't got back to their grand final win a couple of years ago. So, intriguing. It makes it all intriguing for the semi-final run. I can't wait for September to get here and see these guys – you know, punch it out in the semis, because I think they'll be playing against each other a fair bit, maybe twice in the semis. And, you know, Penrith, if they stay where they are, they'll probably play Roosters the first week in the semis. So
another tat, mate.
I'd love to see it.
I'd love the off. Why don't you get a thigh tat?
Teardrop?
A tie. A big thigh tat of a panther, like the raft drawers.
With your head on the top?
Yeah.
They were good drawings there by Boo Bailey. Let's do poor and best for the weekend, the round of 22.
Poor for me, Frio, was the Dragons. Just terrible. You know, they're just falling apart. They were just such a great side. But not so much anymore. And the best, you can't split the Roosters and the Sharks. Two great wins against South and the Storm.
MG?
Dragons, yeah, can't go past Dragons for our either. And for mine, the best were the Eels. You know, obviously playing with Gay Abandon at the moment, but, you know, if you were Brad Arthur, you go, boys, you know, as you said about Jared Hayne, we'd say that about the whole team, Gussie. Like, the whole team is just lifted at the moment. Their forwards are running harder, they're tackling harder, and you, as a Para fan, you're going, guys, where was this 2 months ago?
Yeah. Paul, I think I agree with you on the Dragons, but best. I mean, even though Nathan Cleary did miss that and conversion in the 80th minute, MG, just to have the composure to seal that win for them in what has been a very difficult week for him personally and his father, obviously, at the West Tigers as well.
Yep.
I think that shows a lot of courage.
Need more footy talk? When you're finished with the grill team, subscribe to the Rush Hour with MG catch-up podcast on the Triple M app.
Everyone keeps making a big deal about that. As a player, I want to see that.
More footy for your ear holes.